Next case, please.
Next case is application 11862, the application of Harold C. Lloyd, Jr., seeking a variance from the side yard setback for section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of White's Neck Road, approximately 500 feet north of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is 31113 White's Neck Road, Millville. Zoning district is AR1. Tax map is 134, map 12, parcel number 40. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns on this application. The applicant is requesting a 5.4-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harold C. Lloyd, Jr., 31113 White's Neck Road, Millville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I'm requesting a variance in regards to a side yard setback. My property is identified as lots 3 and 4. However, they are incorporated under one deed. Under the requirements, I can't put a second dwelling on that property because evidently I don't have enough grounds. What I would like to do is separate the lots and be able to deed lot 4 to my son. In the process of establishing the boundary lines between lots 3 and 4, the pole barn that we put up evidently extends into the side yard setback. The lot 3 is where my dwelling unit is, and upon my demise, according to my trust, that lot and property will go to him anyway. So that's my request, to be able to separate the two lots so I can deed lot 4 to my son.
Okay, and there are standards for granting a variance. Can you address those for us?
I'm sorry, sir?
The standards for granting a variance, can you address those standards for us? Did you fill out the application?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, and when you got your application, there was 5 standards, questions you had to answer. Could you address those?
Evidently, you wrote them. Somebody wrote them.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm not going to get into the ambiguous uniqueness of the property. The property, again, like I say, is 2 lots incorporated under one deed. The cannot be developed. Again, the lots under one deed do not meet the zoning requirements to allow a second dwelling. Encroachment, when we built the garage or the pole barn, I did not anticipate requesting a separation of the two properties in order to be able to transfer the lot 4 to my son. 5, the minimum variance is 5.4, and that will allow me, if you approve this variance, will allow me to be able to deed this property to my son.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson.
Yes, when was the pole building built?
Approximately 10 years ago.
And at that time you had no plans to divide and make 2 lots out of the one parcel?
No, I had not anticipated doing that. And actually, it's identified on the county plots and everything has two parcels. The problem is that it's incorporated under one deed.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
Beg pardon?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
Is a dwelling on the other property, on number four, is there any dwelling on that at all? They don't show
it. Not on lot four, no. The only thing on lot four is the pole barn or the garage.
And the only thing on lot three is your dwelling?
Is my dwelling, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Callaway?
No question, Mr. Workman, you'd answer them on lot four.
Question, Mr. Mills?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lloyd, when was the property combined?
I have lived on that property for 46 years, and when I purchased it, it was combined at that time when I bought the property.
Your deed makes reference that you still own lot three and lot four, just written that way.
I still own lot three and four, yes, sir.
When the assessors came out and did the reassessment back in 73 or 74, did you talk to them directly?
No, sir, I did not.
Because a lot of times they combine parcels just because residents asked them to, because yeah. They own two deeds, they wanted to combine. So that happened quite a bit. I'm just curious if that might have been the case.
Again, when I purchased the property 46 years ago, both lots were incorporated under a single deed at that time, because at the time when I originally bought the property, there was a chicken house on lot four, which has since been demolished. And
so there was improvements on lot four at that time, though? And lots three and four are part of a recorded subdivision, a record in the recorder deeds, according to your survey.
A subdivision, not necessarily. I wouldn't call it a
lot three and lot four, so there's other lots near Ronald and Janice Dickerson at one time at lot number five.
They're on the north side of my property,
the
yes.
The Wharton's on lot number two, so
yes, sir.
A series of lots. Right? Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Sharp?
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
On the south side, yes. The Whartons no problem.
Okay. And are you planning on building a house, or your son building a house on lot four?
My son anticipated putting a small dwelling there, yes.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
If there are no further questions, is there anyone here in opposition or in favor? I guess I should ask first. In favor of this case? Chair, hearing none, is there anyone here in opposition? Chair, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,862. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance, also discussing them and also in writing here. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is that he wants to split this lot, this full lot, into lot four and lot three. And if he does, it's going to make a uniqueness because of the size of the property, of lot three and four. The cannot otherwise be developed. He can't develop the property to give the 100-foot frontages that he has to have in there on the road 347. Also not created by the applicant, when the garage was built in years ago and separation of that, it's going to create an encroachment that won't be created by the applicant. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. You said that there's only one person you've talked to and he's in the south side, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you had no problem with that?
No.
And 5.4 tenths is the minimum variance to give him a relief, so that he can deed the lot four to his son.
Okay.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded by roll call vote. Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway?
An aye for the previous reasons that had been stated.
An aye, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case is approved.
Thank you.
Okay.